Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I do have to say, after was talking with Brad yesterday, and talking to Brad was actually very different than in past conversations that I've had with him. It was actually pleasant. It was. Dang, that sounded pretty bad. I didn't realize how bad it was. The truth, I mean, quite frankly, I mean, there it is. But yeah, it was actually pleasant. And the thing that was pleasant about it, I do have to say, was that actually there was a place where I would talk to him about something and he received it. I mean, that was a joyous thing to have, quite frankly. And I just listened to the testimony of him actually listening to the word and going forward in that word, where you can see the Lord had done a mighty work there, just right there in his workplace. And I know that's not the only testimony. I mean, as I was talking with Brad, Brad actually shared two or three testimonies, I think, yesterday about how the Lord was looking out for him, and he didn't even realize that the Lord was looking out for him. And only that, he actually used somebody that I know that he actually used somebody that is outside of fellowship, and the thing that in his workplace, and to actually show Brad his error and the way he was going forward in a thing. And quite frankly, for Brad to receive that, I'm thinking, praise the Lord. I mean, I give you, this isn't to puff Brad up. I'm saying, praise God, man. I mean, that is awesome. All right, for him to hear and to receive those things. So I know that's a work that the Lord has done. But I know that's also a choice on Brad's part to receive, to listen, to obey, to humble himself. Okay? I mean, because one thing that happens is that the Lord is faithful, as he has promised. The Lord is faithful. Now, if we go take and rewind and go back to where Steve was here a little bit, and he was talking about Corey, and I mean, quite frankly, I mean, it was such a grace for Corey for having a stopping off point here at South Carolina for Corey to actually get oriented and get himself to actually receive the Lord. But before he went go forward and facing all those charges that he was absolutely guilty of, and one of the things that happened was the thing that needed to change was not the Lord, okay? It wasn't the judges, all right? It wasn't the in-laws. It wasn't any of those things. No, it was Corey was the big holdup there, okay? And so if the Lord is faithful, his word is true, the big holdup from us going forward is who? Us. Exactly right. Now, there's a step in there that really highlighted to me this morning, and I want to go to, let's see, Proverbs, okay, because this is just a very, very good point. And I want to go to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. It says, to trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Now, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thine own understanding. What gets in the way of us and going forward, one of these things right here. Now, I talked about fear as one of getting in the way. Another thing is trusting the Lord and leaning not on thine own understanding. Trusting the Lord with all thine heart. Look, what gets in the way of us serving the Lord so much is that we put way too much stock, in our own understanding. I mean, I have dealt with many things where within myself and with others that the thing that they do is they lean way too much on their own understanding. Way too much. They put so much stock into that. And one of the things is if you even look at how the Lord moved through the Old Testament to deliver the children of Israel, time and time again, there was times where they, yes, had to stand up in battle and these kinds of things. But you see in many instances at the same time where they didn't have to pick up a sword. I mean, you just take a look at what I remember one instance, but I like that part where they go and shout at the walls of Jericho. Now, I have to say, in the natural, and your own understanding, and in all those things, it does not make any sense to sit there and shout, make a word fast, and shout at the walls for those walls to come tumbling down. I mean, that does not make any sense. I mean, you would think with your own understanding, you would take hold of some big hammers, some big old logs and some battering rams, and you come in there by force to take down that wall, to make a hole in it, to go take over, right? But that was the thing that they were to do. They were to shut up, have a trumpet sound, and go shout at the walls of Jericho. Now, how this works with us is pretty much the same way. Because what you have so many times is when you trust in the Lord with all thine heart, you don't need to understand how it works, how the Lord's going to work. No, you just need to trust Him. Trust Him with all thine heart. He tells you to go do a thing, you just go do a thing. It doesn't matter if it makes sense to you or not. You don't put any stock in your own understanding. He says, go do this, you go do that. And trust Him. And trust Him. How many times I have seen people get crippled from going forward in the Lord and actually come here and leave over that one thing, just leaning on their own understanding, so they would not trust the Lord. They would not go forward in Him. And the things that were suggested of them, it didn't make any sense to them, so they would not do it. And there it was. It was not that the Lord was not faithful or any of those things. Man, no, the deliverance, and He was right there on the other side of that thing if they would just do that. Trust in the Lord with all their heart and not lean on their own understanding. If they would have just done that, that deliverance is right there on the other side. Right there on the other side. So that hangs us up. And then you've also seen where people have done just that, go forward and seen the deliverance and the mighty hand of God being shown to them and the love being shown to them, have it go forward. And what do? They return right back to what? Leaning on their own understanding again. And they keep themselves from going forward. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. In everything you do, you acknowledge Jesus Christ. Man, you were talking about seeking Him first. Man, you put Him first. You're there to serve Him, and the way He showed you to serve Him, you do. It's kind of like do everything heartily as unto the Lord. And as you go out, you lift that day up, as you were describing there, Brad. You lift that day up unto the Lord. I'm your servant, Lord. Here I am to serve you. You don't know what that day is going to bring. You didn't know that that situation that was going to happen with the safety and the ground being broken, all these things, and you were actually in error because you made a presumptuous way of going about doing something. And what? You called upon the name of the Lord and His love and His grace was manifested. Here you have a testimony to share with others. And it's a testimony of how good He is and how an idiot you were. But praise be to God. That's what it's about. You're happy to sing about that. You're happy to tell people about that because that's what it's about. That's what it's about. It's Him. Now, I know it was kind of interesting. We usually have that testimony when we come to the Lord Jesus Christ is that we realize that we need Him. There is no other way. Man, we hit bottom of the barrel and say, Lord, have mercy upon me, a sinner. And sometimes He shows up after we make a dumb mistake and we just repent unto Him and He just shows up mightily. Because He's faithful and He's good and these kinds of things. But at the same time, it was interesting as we were talking, one of the things that I remember talking to you about and a point they brought up was that it also, when man, you seek Him first and you trust in the Lord with all thine heart and you look to receive the counsel that He has given you, it's to go forward to walk in Him in obedience unto Him. And it can get you out of the, keep you from going and walking into that heap of trouble. I can tell you right now that just by talking to my discipler and taking heed to the things that He has given me, that the Lord has given me to do, and I'm going to put it that way because that's how the Lord works. It's not about my discipler, folks. It's about Him. And how the Lord works is that He sends His messenger, just like He did with Moses, just like He did with Joshua, just like He did with Paul, just like He did with Peter, just like He did with the prophets. It's all down the line. Look, the Lord does not change. That's how it works. I know that last week, if y'all listened to the service there, one of the things that highlighted was the word of the Lord came to Samuel, and Samuel came and spoke unto Saul. That's how it worked. Okay? So I mentioned that to you. So when I took heed to those things that my discipler gave me to do on the other side, and I did those things, I trusted the Lord, it might have not made any sense to me. I might have not wanted to say, man, I do not want to do that. That scares me. It freaks me out. I do not want to do that, Lord. Yet, You're good. Your counsel is good. I know it's true. And I'm going to rebuke that spirit of fear. And I'm going to step out and do just that. And when I did, it was the Lord moved mightily on my behalf and for the behalf of others. But so many times the counsel and the guidance was not just for me. Yes, it was for me. Okay, and it was for me to walk in. The scripture says to what? Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Man, that was a charge for me to do. Steve couldn't do it for me. Davey wasn't going to do it for me. Here I am. I have the counsel of the Lord that's came unto me. It's for me to step out and walk out and do. And when I did, you know, so much the counsel wasn't so much for me, but it was something that blessed others, and that where who was glorified was Jesus Christ. I mean, I can go upon example upon example upon example of that case being that. For just my service unto the Lord to be my service. I mean, just the example of the 4-day week, my service to the Lord for you. That so much wasn't for me, man, as it was for my family and for you. See, it's the Lord's love for you guys and me. They give me the time to do just that. Where was that? But see, this is where that place is, man. You got to put off that old man. All right? You got to put off that old man. That leaning on thine own understanding, that gets you in so much trouble. That's hosed up Brad for so long. And it's a praise the Lord that he's kind of come into a place. The Lord's got a lot of work to do. I'm not saying anything. That he's got to let that go. He sees he's got to let that go. He sees some of the errors that are going on with him. He sees some of the things that build up in him that he can get now shed of. But when he had so much stock in that stuff, man, it wasn't going anywhere for him. When he was leaning so much his own understanding, it was like spinning the wheels, man. It was like him tied around to a tree going around and around and around and around and around. But praise God, I see this thing kind of cut loose, man, and quit leaning on his own understanding, man, and the chains come falling down off of him, and he starts to move forward, and the Lord starts to work mightily in his life so the gospel can be manifested to him and unto others that are around. I mean, that's an awesome thing. That is a praise the Lord. That's something we all ought to be walking in and stepping out in. But you got to put off that old mind. You got to put off that carnal mind. That high-mindedness, that self-righteousness, that thing that you think you just know better. How many times have you walked away from a conversation? They just don't understand. Or this, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Or she doesn't know what he's talking about, whatever the case may be. And you walk away from it. You don't do it. Because you're leaning on your own understanding. Or how many times do you see, yeah, I see that that is the case. Or maybe even say, oh, yeah, I'm going to go forward in that thing. And go forward in that thing. And yet what happens is you just don't. Because of fear entering in. Or you just don't understand why. So you just stop doing it. All right, I'm going to go forward. In all those ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. That's kind of going back. I was kind of hitting that same point. Be not wise in thine own eyes. See, look, man, when it talks about in John 15, without me, and Jesus is talking to the disciples, without me you can do nothing. Do you really believe that? Now, don't answer that. Do you really believe that? I tell you the test of when you really believe that or not is when you go forward and you get the counsel of the Lord and yet you reject the counsel of the Lord and you say, no way. Means you really don't believe that and you know better than him. You know better than the Lord. You know better than his way. I mean, this is what happens, folks. The truth of the matter is this is what happens. This is what hoses people up. This is what hoses you guys up, quite frankly. It's the thing that can hose me up if I allow it. Be not wise in thine own conceits, man. Look, he's the one that spoke things into existence. He's the one that saved my wretched behind of the way that I was going and set me on a straight and narrow path. He's the one that understands it all. I don't have to understand it. All I have to do is say, trust the Lord with all my own, with all mine heart, and not lean on mine own understanding. Man, that is pretty dang simple, isn't it? It's not complicated. But man, do we have some people have a hard time with that, don't they? Why? Because they think they're wise. They think they know better. It doesn't, they lean way too much, have way too much stock in their own understanding. All right, they think they're good. All right, let's see, when you realize you're good, you don't have a clue and all these things, man, this is an easy, simple, relieving thing to do. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and not lean on my own understanding. Woo, praise God, man, that's simple, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. See, that's a relief. But see, it can be very hard if you think you know better. Well, no, that's not the case. No, that's not the case. That doesn't make any sense right there. Man, the Lord's good. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Now, we're talking about rebuking the spirit of fear. And how it's not natural. The spirit of fear is not natural. Okay? And I used that, I know Davey used. I absolutely took what he was saying about the hot birder, man. I mean, y'all go listen to it. It's an awesome thing. But he, you know, you go touch that hot burner, you respond to the pain it gives you. That's just like the spirit of fear. You respond emotionally to that spirit of fear, just like when you touch the hot burner, you respond emotionally to that pain that it gives you. And see, this is a different fear. This fear of the Lord is good. Look, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All right? And then the fear of the Lord is what happens is the fear of the Lord will keep you from giving you, I mean, the fear of the Lord will keep you on doing that which the Lord would have you do, instead of fearing all the other crap that's around you that keeps you from going forward in what He would have you to do. See, the spirit of fear is going to keep you from doing that which the Lord would have you to do. Two different things. And in fearing the Lord, you depart from evil, man, because you fear the Lord of not doing that which He would have you do. Man, you fear Him. And that's going to drive you away from going back to that old way again, like a dog returning to his own vomit again. It keeps you from going back that direction. I know I had many crossroads, man, where I had to make a decision. Am I going to go back to that old way? Or am I going to go forward in the Lord and trust in Him? I had many crossroads. Many crossroads. Am I going to go forward in the counsel what the Lord has me to do? Or am I going to withdraw and go back? Sometimes I withdraw and went back, but the Lord in His grace and His mercy strengthened me yet to go forward again. But I had to come to that knowledge and I had to still make that choice. It wasn't like the choice was something He made. It was me making it. Once again, it says to what? Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Health to thy navel, that's your belly button, man. You're going to be the center of your body. You're going to have health, physical health. You have marrow in your bones, and the marrow creates the blood. And what is the blood? The blood is the life. Look, the most important thing to me I see in this is that we go forward to do His will, being in His kingdom, being a part of His body. Preaching the gospel. Healing the sick, raising the dead, casting out devils. That's what He's given us the power. That's what we're to do. This is how we do it. This is how we do it. A lot of that, once it comes down to, once we look at this all together, once again, who's it come down to? It comes down to us and our choice. Salvation is for every single one of you here. Being a part of, all of y'all are called to be a part of His body. Every single one of you are. But He is a gentleman. The Lord is a gentleman. He is not going to make you do it. The enemy does that, not the Lord. So it comes down to, what do you really want to do? Because if you want to continue in His Word and be His disciple, man, you're going to lay down all that which I've spoken here today. And what He has for you in return is far better. I don't know how many times taking heed of the counsel of the Lord has never failed me once. The Lord has never failed me. Never. Now, I have made some dumb choices and gotten all kinds of messes, but that wasn't Him, that was me. And yet the Lord, in His grace and His mercy and His love, is what? We confess our sins, He's what? Faithful and just to forgive us our sins. There it is. And yet He shows up once again. His gospel is manifested, just how He moves mightily through you guys. I mean, I'm seeing some of this, and sometimes I can start looking at you instead of the Lord, and I go, oh boy, Brad's one of them. Boy, I don't know, Lord. I don't see how this is going to go, but the Lord is bigger than all that. The Lord is bigger than all that. I know that one thing, that I got a message here from Steve. I figured it was. In the chat, you may want to let folks know that the series Brad was talking about is Davey's 1991 series, Seven Steps in Walking in the Provisions of the Lord, or in the Prosperity of the Lord, I believe. All right, so praise God. But look, folks, that is just one of the things. The things that I'm talking about here, I mean, that was one of the things I was actually listening to this morning in that Seven Steps of Walking in the Spirit. And I do have to say, listening to it is a great idea, and I suggest it for all of you folks. But that was one thing to me, was a highlight to share with you. Because if you get honest with yourself, that is for this body. And not just for this body, but those that are out. To get shed of leaning on thine own understanding. Quit being wise in your own conceit. Quit. Stop. This world out here, they don't see Jesus. They see you. What are you going to show them? Are you going to show them the Lord? Or are you going to show them yourself? You're going to minister something. What is it that you're going to minister? We all ought to be ministering the grace and the mercy and the love of Jesus Christ in His way. That's all what we ought to be ministering. So if you want to be a part of His body, you want to be a part of His army, you want salvation and to not go to hell, man, here's your way out. It's by the gospel. It's by what He's done, what He's able to do, and the way He's shown you to go do it. You don't look at your disciple, or you don't look at your minister. No, you take heed to what they say. You look at the Lord. And the Lord gives them something for you. Don't look at the man. And if you're looking at Him, it doesn't matter what He's given you to do, because you're His. And if you're faithful, two things happen. You're faithful, look, the Lord will bless you in it. The other thing, it's safe for the minister or the discipler as well. Because if they were wrong in a thing, the Lord will correct them. But as long as you're standing back and in judgment and all these things and being wise in your own conceit and rejecting the counsel of the Lord and all these kinds of things, man, the Lord doesn't have no place to move. He's not going to faithfully, He's not going to move on your behalf. Why is He going to reward rebellion and unbelief and stubbornness and self-righteousness? Why is He going to reward that? He's not. That would be for your detriment, not for your good. And He's a kind, loving Father. And His hand yet is outstretched. You don't want to take it to that place. What does it say? And I think it's in Proverbs. It might be Psalms. I got you. And I think it might have been in Proverbs where he talks about, I will laugh at their calamity. Let's see here. Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, that's in Psalm 1, and I think I will just start at 23. Turn ye at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you, because I have called and you. I will make known my words unto you, because I have called and you refused. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But you have set a knot all, and you have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I will also will laugh at your calamity, and I will mock when your fear cometh. That's not the place where you want to be, folks. It's time. He's shown you His love. He's shown you His power. He's shown you His way. Don't be at that place anymore. You don't want to go to that place where it's too late. Turn at His reproof. Take heed to the things given. It's for your good. It's for your liberation. The biggest thing that happens, man, is that people think that the way of the Lord is oppressive. No, it's liberating. The way that you're going in that old way, that's oppressive. That's chains. That's a prison. The way that He has is liberating and freeing. So I encourage you to go forward in what He's called you to do. I'm done.